A few blocks from downtown Concord, a former Catholic church is being converted into condos. Sprinkler installers and HVAC guys are on site, and Bob Shagnon is finishing off some trim work.
Do a little bit of everything. Yeah, frame to finish, a little bit of everything.
Shagnon says most of the wood in this project has been stamped Canadian. Under the new policy from the Trump administration, that lumber is going to be hit with an average 20% tariff.
What are you paying right now for a 2x4?
Right around just under $4 a stick.
So if that went up to $4.75 or $5, how does that impact you?
Well, it impacts the consumer. It doesn't impact me.
The United States and Canada have been arguing over lumber imports since at least the 1980s. The U.S. says Canada has an unfair advantage by allowing logging on vast public lands. The Canadians argue they are doing nothing wrong. But that isn't stopping the Trump administration from firing back. The newly announced tariff is welcome news to lumber trade groups and the 80 or so employees of the Mylan Lumber Company in Coos County. That's where Jethro Poulin works.
That's what the industry is looking for, is basically to put things on a level playing field.
If the game is played fairly, the domestic mills say they can compete on quality and price. The rub here, though, is that home builders in New Hampshire, regardless of price, need that Canadian spruce, pine, and fir. Paul Morin is president of Tarka Homes, a custom home builder in Hopkinton.
The United States does not produce nearly enough to meet the demand here in the Northeast, so we import a lot of it from Canada. So the Northeast region is particularly vulnerable in this situation.
Another wrinkle here is that a lot of North Country timber actually goes across the border to be milled in Quebec. Then it gets imported back into the state. That wood could also now face the 20% price hike. Back in Concord, John Chorlian is the man in charge of the condo project. He says for developers, price swings like this are nothing new.
Steel goes up, copper goes up, it goes down, labor costs go up and down.
And while consumers may ultimately bear those costs, he says the economic impact of this tariff may not amount to much.
If you did a $1 million project and these tariffs are imposed, how much would that $1 million project turn into? I don't know, $1,015,000? I'm sure everybody can figure out better things to do with $15,000, but it's not going to be the difference between a project getting built or not built.
Still, it's a new cost that home buyers and builders are going to have to deal with. The tariff kicks in immediately. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.